This is Locals Only. My name is Serpy. We got Bo Devereaux here, multimedia artist. Going to play some songs, and we're going to catch up with an interview in about 15 minutes. But you want to take it away?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? thanks for listening in. If you're listening in, I appreciate it very much. And thanks to everybody at KXCI for having me, as well as Jaime for reaching out for it. So just wanted to throw those shout outs. But yeah, thanks to listening in. I hope everybody enjoys.
Awesome.
Thank you.
91.3 KXCI Tucson, Arizona. Welcome down to your end of your dial. You are listening to Locals Only. My name's Serpy, and I got the pleasure of sitting here with Bo Devereaux. Thank you for being here, Bo.
Hey, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, pleasure's all ours. If you're just tuning in, I was telling everyone earlier, we were doing a little remodeling down at Studio 2A, and so we're kind of camping out here down in Congress. Got Shelby here, got Walter here, got Bo here. He brought out all this stuff. Tell us. You got a new album coming out?
I do, yeah. So I just released a book and cassette. The cassette comes in companion to the book, and it is a collection of black and white photography, a poignant journey about the sky and the metaphors that are above us and the beauty that it holds and the change that happens above us. And I tried to create an album that was portraying my appreciation towards the sky and the clouds. And the concept was kind of an idea of what would it be like to sound, or what would the clouds sound like? What would the sky sound like? And that was my interpretation of it. And yeah, so I just performed the A side of that tape that I just released with Andy Burgess, who runs Dark Spring Press here in Tucson. Yeah, and so that was the A side. I hope everybody enjoyed it.
The project's, or the combo, is called Filling Our Hearts with Clouds.
Correct, yeah.
And photography came later, right?
Was it music did, yeah. First? So I first started with music, and starting with noise, actually. I started making noise back in my younger 20s, when I lived in Madison, Wisconsin. And that was a really great way for me to find expression through other means than I had kind of been brought up with, whether it was like rodeo stuff, horses, skateboarding, time with friends, stuff like that. When I got into noise, it was like this whole other language that I was able to experience and express. And so music was all throughout my 20s. And it was actually during, I believe, my late 20s, my friend Dan in Austin, Texas, Dan Patrick, he is a photographer there. He now lives in LA, but he was making photos for an album cover of mine on the back cover. And he gave me for a birthday present, two Ilford black and white disposables. And I actually held on to them for quite some time. And when the pandemic shutdown happened, I ended up biking a lot out into like kind of just the middle of nowhere on the east side of Austin. And I brought those disposables with me. And I filled them up, I made photos with them, and then when I got them developed, I had seen this whole other language that I didn't know I knew how to speak. And it really just was like haunting almost to see some of the language that came back to me, and like seeing these frames, these moments that I'd kind of almost forgotten about come back so strong. And yeah, that was kind of the journey of photography, and now here I am like 5 years later. And I love it. It's such a beautiful way to express yourself. And I've met really amazing people throughout my last 5 years doing photography stuff. So pretty minimal still at this point, but I'm very grateful for having this book out and the opportunity of doing that. So
it's interesting when parts of ourselves that are lying unknown to us become awake.
100%. Yeah.
And you said, so in your 20s is when you were working, doing noise work, soundscapes and stuff. And you're 30 what now?
37 now.
37. Yeah, you say that so gravely.
I mean, the upper 30s have been a journey. My body talks a little bit more. I'm having to learn how to like also take care of it in new ways and be a lot healthier through sobriety and stuff like that. So
I'm glad you brought that up. I did want to, in reading about you today.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you would want to talk about.
Oh yeah, totally. Open book here for sure. Yeah, 100%. Pun intended.
We have a book, but not that book.
Yeah.
When did that happen for you? How long has that
been? December 1st, it'll be 7 years.
Oh, bless
you. So I hear people say California sober, you know, like the THC is still like not a part of it. I still do dabble with THC, but otherwise than that, booze was something that was like, I just had to get rid of. Yeah. It was causing me harm for sure. Yeah. I had lots of fun with it, but yeah, it'll be 7 years December 1st. So no cigarettes, no powder, no booze, no drugs. So yeah, it's been a nice journey. So.
And when did you notice a change with your musical direction at that time?
Yeah,
as well?
It actually was really hard for me to make music at first because I think it was so ingrained in me to be using substances in, I don't know, electronic music scenes. It was really fun. You go out, I indulge on some substances and I enjoy my experience. When I got sober, I found exercise and fitness and stuff like relating to biking and through hiking. And that actually took a front seat. And what took the passenger seat was music. And I kind of just did a bunch of field recording and stuff like that. And playing the Desert Drone shows that Zach Hansen books here, that would brought in a lot of new spirit into me to be inspired to make music again. So yeah, I found that here in Tucson actually. So it was kind of exciting. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
There is something to it. I mean, you can romanticize the West and the open spaces and just the room to breathe and get
There's a reason people become hypnotized by it. I think the vastness of the sky and the West it puts you into a place with your emotions. It really makes you experience them in a different way and have to be sitting with them. I think there's such an openness here that it becomes, it's a whole different journey. Yeah.
It is true that, you know, like where music finds its ability to weave its way into the fabric of our lives.
Yeah.
Become the soundtrack of our lives.
Absolutely.
When you're younger, it seems like it's that part's easier, right? Like things are new, especially in Wisconsin. I was in North Glendale, nothing going on, right?
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Music, the things, and you just ate it up. But it seems like as we get older, especially in this day and age where everything's so busy all the time, it's hard to let these things just
develop
for us. And that's something I found with your music, especially like I haven't gotten to see the book yet, but it's such a sensual thing to have the visual and the audio, and your music, it makes the listener be still, which is something that's hard to achieve these days. People are always so busy.
Stillness is hard. Well, that means a lot. That's very cool to hear that.
Yeah, so. It was, I mean, I'm really looking forward to sitting down with the whole experience, but just listening to the songs today and then looking at your photos online, it's just a beautiful meditation, and it's really
That means a lot. That's cool.
I think like that's why I put you in the first five bangers starting off today. And then you know it's just weird being here when we got rock and roll coming through the wall.
Maybe that's great too, because that's kind of a part of the whole complex, you know. It's kind of cool that next door that is another whole experience that's happening over there.
Whole other world.
Yeah, it's a whole other world.
And with you getting doing a lot of field recordings and stuff, like you just kind of hear the outside as a symphony.
Sometimes I do tune it out though, and then sometimes it comes very loud and clear, and it's a beautiful thing to hear. I often will just listen to headphones, but only at one of the headphones in, and then I'll also listen to the surrounding like ambient sounds, and it kind of plays a part of it. And I think that's also a part of inspiration why I add so many field recordings into my music, is it fills up the place really nicely. I feel like it's like the vocals from the surrounding world.
Awesome. We're going to touch on a few more things and we're going to get right back to the music. But you have, you got a couple shows coming up, right?
Yeah, I'm playing at La Rosa on October 29th. I believe it starts at like 7 or so, but it's with Bijan Bajaz from Chicago. They're an incredible crew. I actually met Cooper from Bijan Bajaz in, must be 2009 or 10, maybe even a little bit later. But I've seen multiple sets from them. I actually released a tape of theirs on my tape label that I ran in the early aught years.
Awesome.
And I'm just a huge fan. I love them. It's a very formative thing for me to like have it come full circle to be playing with them again.
Yeah.
I actually had a moment when I was sitting in Cooper's house in Columbia, Missouri before he moved to Chicago, and he played me parts of the Bijan Bajaz record that was coming out on Important Records. And it had not come out yet, but I was sitting there, we had just like smoked some weed and we listened to it. It was like the first tour I ever went on too. So it's like a very formative experience. So it's a very cool full circle thing. And to have it be in Tucson is also very like full circle. It's just a really beautiful thing to have. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And then I also have, what else? There's a art opening at Genesco in Marfa that following Friday, the Halloween. So I'll have like a exhibit up there for 2 weeks of this material as well. Okay. So it'll be like a sound installation with photos from the book as well.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And again, this project officially comes out on the 22nd.
Correct. Yeah, it's still, you can order it direct from Andy's website, darkspringpress.com, and that's available, but like it'll be out and available to download and stream on some services starting the 22nd. So
awesome.
Yeah.
And
also, I was going to say, if people want free downloads, reach out. I'll give out free downloads. You can just have it. Yeah.
Oh, you're all rock and roll heart. Look at you.
Well, I don't know. I'd rather people just listen. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, and that's, you just get them in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of times people just don't want to take a chance on something.
Of course. I mean, yeah. I get it. Money's hard to come by.
Do your buddies Bitch and Bajas, do they know that they're going to be playing with you?
Or yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah. No, like, it's great. Yeah, we. I texted them and like kind of connected on it, and it just worked out really wonderfully.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
Awesome. If you're just joining us, my name's Serpy. You're listening to Locals Only. I'm here with Bo Devereaux. I'm going to go into side two of Filling Our Hearts with Clouds.
Correct. Yep.
It is 9:27.
Okay. Sweet.
Do your thing.
Okay,
give me the
cool.
thumbs up.
Okay.
We're going to come back and talk with Bo. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Open your window. Get that breeze in. Sit back. Chill out.
Yeah. Look at the stars.
Yeah. Yeah. Remind me. I need to talk to you about the sky next time around.
Oh, always down.
All right.
Thank you.
This is Locals Only. 91.3 KXCI Tucson, Arizona. You're listening to Locals Only. My name is Serpy, and I'm here with Bo Devereaux. Thanks again, Bo, for being here.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
If you're just joining us, Bo is a multimedia artist, photography, and music. He's releasing Filling Our Hearts with Clouds. It's up, out streaming right now, but it, with its accompanying book, will be out by week's end.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can actually order copies of it right now from Andy's website, but yeah, it'll be out next week for streaming and such.
And so that's Dark Spring Press.
Press.com. Yeah.
.com.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. And is this I know you've released some singles before this and another EP, has it been, or what?
Yeah, I've actually just never released anything underneath my own name before. Okay. And so I think that's the biggest difference with this material, is kind of taking a step out of using different stage names and such, mm-hmm. and just kind of pulling it all away and just, I don't know, just going underneath my name. Yeah.
And was that a conscious decision because you just felt ready to do it, or was
having ready to do it? And I think the fact that it lines up with the photo book as well, and I like to think of it almost as like a zine too, because it's somewhere between zine and photo book. It's like really well printed, but it's a little bit more accessible in price and stuff. But yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to step out of stage names and just, I don't know, just got nothing. I don't know to hide. Just go underneath my name. Yeah.
Was that a little nervous?
It was definitely a little nervous. It still is a little bit nervous. It's kind of weird seeing my name on a flyer or putting my name on a flyer, or if I like, I thought about this with like a tote bag or a shirt or something. Whereas in the past, I would have like the band or like the stage name, and now it's a little bit weird. So I don't know what I'm gonna do at this point. Maybe just photos or something on shirts. I'm not sure. But
yeah, sometimes I think I'm a screen printer. That's how I pay the bills. And I did some shirts for a singer songwriter who wasn't well known, and it was that same thing. He's like, I need gas money, but what am I gonna sell?
Yeah, and it feels kind of strange to like see a shirt with your name on it or something, especially or merchandise.
You don't have a big following yet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you know, so under. Underwear is a good thing.
Yeah, definitely. Underwear. Yeah, well,
some catchy.
I got
saying.
So much underwear coming out, socks, jock straps.
Practical things.
Yeah, practical things.
Like,
yeah,
I like his music, but I need. Some
I like
socks.
His jock straps more.
Oh, that's great. I can hook you up with that.
Yeah, I'm down. I need that.
So filling our hearts with clouds.
Correct. Yeah.
Is field recordings. We talked during the last break about how in your 20s you were doing like noise music.
Yeah.
Segueing into something like this, was it much of a step? Was it there? Was it just?
There's still lots of similarities in everything that is on this album that came through in, I think, previous releases as well. Lots of, I think like drifter capabilities and romantic tones and somewhat of a melodramatic type sound experience. And I definitely have always used like field recordings and tape loops and stuff like that, but trying to lean more into a composed free flowing type work is something I really want to lean into more. Like, I wish I was classically trained so I could just write like a classical piece, you know, that was 30 minutes and super intense and all these different phrases. But
careful,
at some point,
careful what you ask for. That could bring a whole nother set of neurosis.
I'm down. You know, that's my 40s. Yeah.
You'll start drinking again.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I swear to God.
How long is it chartreuse?
So field recordings, like when you do start, well, first of all, were you ever in like more of a conventional band? Like I'm a guitar
I have done bands
like
before
that?
For sure. I've done like a couple of bands. I actually did noise in a couple bands in my younger 20s and then played bass in a couple bands. And it's fun. I love it. Getting together and jamming and experiencing the universal music language with another group in the same room. But there's something really captivating and just really beautiful about sitting down and just seeing what comes out solo. And because everybody has it in them.
Yeah.
And I'm always very curious, like what everybody's solo record sounds like, you know. But bands, I definitely did it. It's a little bit more of an energy use. Yeah.
So when it comes to loopers and samplers and mixers, you have all this stuff that you brought in and you set it up seamlessly and quickly. Like you could
do this
in your
sleep and
stuff.
Yeah, it's a pretty simple setup. Yeah.
Was this a thing that always intrigued you? Like you like that aspect of that this interface?
Yeah, I've constantly always shifting around things, especially in my younger 20s. I was buying music gear, selling music gear. I had way too much stuff. Mm-hmm. Now I'm definitely practicing more of a minimal approach. I really don't want to have too much stuff. I want to be limited in my options that I have. Because I feel like I'm so indecisive already when it comes to making something. I mean, it could go on forever. You could never finish something. And I've been there. I like deleted two albums since I've been in Tucson. And, and started over for this. And I really like this small, minimal setup. Just a couple samplers, tape player, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing because for some people, like, that's intimidating. Like, this is simple for
you. I mean, it is still intimidating to me, too. I'm not using it to the full extent it could be used, but it works.
It's facilitating it. Yeah.
I still have lots of learning to do with it. So
when you are creating, you are using field recordings and stuff. Like,
correct.
Is it kind of random? What sparks the interest? Like, you hear something in the field, you bring
it in. I usually always bring my Zoom field recorder out with me when I'm hiking and even in the city and stuff too. And I'll just pick up lots of field recordings. So I have like a database on my external hard drive. And when it comes time to the part of an album or a track where I need something where I think where somebody would normally put in vocals or something like that in like a break between two parts, I just dive into my hard drive and I feel like the stuff on there just ferments. And then when the time is ready, I'm like, I'm there to like grab it and it just makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost like there's a better knowing of ourselves that are squirreling away nuts for another.
Yeah.
Day.
You just got to put it away and then come back to it and it will make a lot more sense down the road. That's what I've learned. Yeah.
But this new piece, about the sky, you like to recap really quickly.
Yep.
For people just joining us, the elements of what inspired this.
Oh, so what inspired this is just I've always been a gazer. Mm-hmm. I've always stared up at the sky. I've stared up at the stars. I've laid back in grass holding it and just thinking like, what is above us? And I am constantly inspired by it's never the same.
Yeah.
And it's always shifting. It's always changing. And it's always more beautiful. And I think that there's so much universal language and just romantic expression above us. Mm-hmm. And to try to capture some of it and share some of it with others. I've also spent a lot of time out exploring in the mountains, and to bring back these sights and to be able to share it with people is really beautiful. And then to try to captivate a listener, an ear, with what I may think the clouds and the sky would sound like is just another step of creating, yeah, something for a viewer and listener to step into. Create another world with it, I guess. Yeah. Yeah,
it's a beautiful way of putting it.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, for people who don't play music, you know, there's people who are artists and people who have an artistic way of just seeing
yeah.
the world. And there's so much within us that is unknowingly felt. And then
100%.
It takes something, a piece of music or a photograph to touch that. And that's yeah. where art is it's most effective.
I feel like expression is a key and it unlocks lots of doors in us.
Yeah.
And throughout the years, that's my favorite thing. It's not, the overall product of something being released itself. It's overall journey it takes to make something.
Right.
I mean, there's definitely a bit of like a nightmare in it too. You know, yeah, finishing yeah. stuff is such a nightmare. But yeah, the expressional release is so important for human beings. We need it.
Yeah.
And I think everybody has it in them to do it too. There's so many, I mean, even now there's like more beautiful art and music and photography, anything more than ever before.
Yeah. And just seeing it, like my father who didn't have really a central bone in his body, cement mason, just drank every day.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
But once he got sick and he started doodling, and he was an awesome doodler.
Yeah.
And it's like, where did this come from? Like, I don't know. I'm bored. I'm just doodling. But he was good at it. You know,
yeah,
like you said, it is in everybody, but like,
yeah.
where do we have the space to let it just come out?
And yeah, and where and what is the right, or I guess there's never a right thing for everybody, but like what do you connect to the most? And
yeah.
you know, it's like funny how it comes in some years and then it disappears and then you find something new. It's really beautiful.
Yeah. And trusting that it's good. If you're going to be dormant for a while, that it's going to come.
Yeah. Back. You got to recharge. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like turning the fields fallow before
100%. Yeah.
Grow again.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I was terrified about gravity and the sky. Like when I was a kid, it was just like, we're on this planet of granite.
Like
what is
looking
it
up or just.
Just the thought.
Just thought of it. Okay.
Beautiful bubble just in this expanse.
I know.
You know, like that freaked me out as a kid, but then as I got older I find so much comfort
in it
now,
yeah,
you know. And that I'm looking forward to it. I think it's Halley's Comet tonight and tomorrow.
Okay.
We're at that time where we're coming around in our orbit, so there's going to be all kinds of shooting stars.
Yeah.
If you go out at midnight, let your eyes adjust.
Yeah.
Put on Bo's album and check it out.
Oh my gosh.
It's a spectacle, but you know,
we're lucky here with the ability to sky gaze so easily.
Expanse,
and it's just like a 15-minute drive out of the city and you're there.
Yeah.
And you can just look up and explore. I often, when I look up, I am absolutely amazed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's so important. Like I was saying earlier, like we're just always right. What's in front of our nose. Like we don't take the time to look up. We don't take the time to look around us.
Yeah.
And again, that's why a project like what you just put out, I think it's just beautiful. And
I think
it's
the beauty of photography is that you can look around and you're reality sampling like what's around you, and you're like taking from that, but like it's giving back to you and you're giving back to others with it. It's just like really beautiful what people are attuned to paying attention to and what their perspective sees. And yeah, I think it's a really cool thing. That's what's always been so captivating about photography over the last like 5 or 6 years since I've been doing it, just seeing different perspectives shift and looking back at it.
Yeah,
that's also like moving to Tucson, I had no idea there was monsoons like they are here. And it's like the most beautiful thing ever.
Yeah.
The monsoon season just blows me away.
Yeah, it freaks people out. I had a friend just come from the East Coast and she was like, this is weird. It's stormy but warm.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes.
And you can see forever.
Yeah, it's tropical. And that's what I did. I took her out for a drive and I was like, you see that in the distance? That cloud just
it's like a rain column right there. Yeah.
She's like, holy God, that's so weird. I'm like, that's
the
wonders of the desert.
It's the most beautiful thing ever.
Reality sampling, you just said.
Yeah.
Is that, did you coin that or is that a thing?
Maybe. Yeah. It's something I say about photography and it's like what I view it as a little bit is that's what it's like when I sample records or I sample outside sounds and stuff like that. That's how I kind of see photography too. It's like you are sampling what you're seeing.
Yeah.
And you're putting it into pieces, sequencing it into a story for people. And kind of creating a puzzle, and everybody has a different interpretation of it. So
I love that. That's a beautiful analogy, and you should put that on a bumper sticker.
Okay, yeah, right now, yeah. Keep honking. I'm reality sampling.
Yes. Yeah. There was there's a Alice Coltrane bumper sticker.
Oh, I love that one. Yeah, I love that one. I've been seeing some really good ones online recently on Instagram. I see some pop up, and I'm just like, this is so good.
Yeah, humans, we can be funny. Clever.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we got 6 minutes left. Do you have another piece or?
I feel happy with that. If you're happy with that. I mean, I could go into some more sound territories, but 6 minutes, 5 minutes doesn't quite give a lot to
bring
up and bring down.
Yeah, we can fade it out. I mean, we got 5 minutes to kill.
I could do it. So, yeah, for sure. Yeah, let's jump into some sounds.
Let's recap though real quick. People can find you on all the social medias.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, definitely. It's just bo.devereaux for Instagram. Bandcamp, I believe, is just bo.devereaux.bandcamp.com. For Dark Spring Press, it is just darkspringpress.com. And that's where the book and tape is available. And then, that should be everything for social media and such. Yeah.
And then shows.
Oh, shows. Yes. At La Rosa with Bitchin' Baja is Wednesday, October 29th. It's going to be a beautiful night. That venue is absolutely incredible.
Gorgeous.
Has everybody been there yet?
Yeah, it was just
there. Oh, it is so gorgeous. Yeah, I went and saw Thorn Scrubs play last Sunday night. It was really, really amazing. And that venue is so gorgeous. So to see Bitchin' Baja's play in there is going to be incredible.
You're all fanboying over
there. I definitely 100% represent. I definitely love that crew and what they do. So
it sounds like a hoot. It sounds like it's gonna be good. Fun. I'm looking forward to that.
It'll be very cool. Yeah, so that's on Wednesday, October 29th.
All right, great. Go ahead and play us out with something. Just do whatever you want to do, because I can just fade you out and
perfect, sounds good, we'll do that. Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Well, this was a pleasant surprise. Like
I said, I agree.
I kind of start jonesing for doing the live interviews.
We've
been blocked out because of the
remodel. I haven't done one in years. It's really, really nice.
You slipped right back in.
Yep. Here we are.
You're listening to Locals Only. My name is Serpy. Bo Devereaux, play us out. You've been listening to Locals Only with Bo Devereaux and his field recordings. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. My name's Serpy. We're here every Monday night, 8 to 10. Usually 9 to 10, we got a live guest. Please join in. We're going to kick it over to Night Interlude. Thanks again for joining us.